Swampcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
So today we're reviewing Unreal Estate by Grand Gamers Guild. Number of players is from 2 to 5, ages 13 plus, time is 15 minutes. In Unreal Estate, the city council has hired you to design the best fantasy district. Each round you'll draft cards, score building cards, or surprise your opponents with special building card effects. Rejected designs go to the scrap pile. As demand for a building grows, you can propose a building project to score. Time your plays carefully to keep the other architects from scoring before you. Brought to life by the original art of Corinne Roberts, Guildmore is a city you'll want to visit time and time again. And that was reviewed by myself, Matthew.
Me, Brooklyn.
And Calvin.
And Doug.
And Tim.
Yep, those are the five of us. Boom. So, the good of this game. What was good? What do people enjoy?
Artwork. The artwork was pretty good.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
It played within the time limit.
I was going to say how fast it played.
Yep. Cards felt nice, honestly. They were nice feeling cards.
They were sturdy enough.
Yeah.
Not really flimsy.
It doesn't take up much space.
That's
we're going to go back to artwork.
Yeah. Doesn't take up much space. Anything else?
No.
All right. Well, let's move into the bad.
I will say how the points are tallied.
The points tallying card that they gave was kind of nice too.
Except for it's also way
more complicated.
Way bigger. Yeah. So it's like a speedometer that goes to like 200 miles an hour on a moped. Like it was way not happening.
Yeah. Oh, and even better if you flip these over.
Plus 100. Oh, I don't.
I think if we had less players, you'd probably get more easily. Points.
But yeah. Bad.
So
the tallying points.
Yeah, tallying points is awkward because you keep track of the tens digit and the ones digit.
Yeah,
separately.
You have two markers.
So that's twice the chance for your chit to get knocked over.
Yeah.
And you lose your score. I don't know, the rules I don't think are terribly balanced because the people who go earlier in the last round can, I don't know, if you just pay attention to turn order because it's like a floating first turn.
Yeah.
And so I knew I was going to have the first turn on the last round and thus could screw over people, which I think is... I don't know that there's a good way to handle that with this game. Also, the special card that wipes the scrap. There's a scrap pile that is what you build buildings from, and if there's nothing in the scrap pile, you can't build buildings. And the first time we played it, that got dropped the second turn, which kind of completely kills the game.
Yeah,
that early. Late game, I think that would be a cool play, but like if you were up, it seems like a silly...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, and I guess this is kind of a caveat, we did only play with five players for the games that we played this with. So it might be a little smoother with fewer numbers of players.
It could.
I could see that.
But
I don't know that there are enough cards for five players.
Right.
The game felt really short.
Yeah. So,
almost rushed with five players.
And not much strategic control. Like
There's maybe six hands total.
Yeah,
it felt more like a game of luck. Like, hopefully, you know, Brooklyn wouldn't play that card so I can do it.
Yeah, and hopefully none of the other four players at the table take that one card I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Which is why having the... Because you're last the turn before you're first, I think.
Yes.
So you kind of get two turns back to back and getting that on the last play... I could set up my combo and then immediately play it.
Yep.
Right.
Which I killed it doing that.
Right.
But, you know, it seems really unbalanced doing it like that. But,
yeah. All right. Okay. So, any other notes?
Not really.
No, that's pretty much all I got.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it's a neat little concept you're playing with this. You're playing with the idea of supply and demand. So that was kind of cool. Just...
5-player execution was a little rough. Without anything else, this was Unreal Estate by Grand Gamers Guild.
It was a board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.